It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Matt Largy. This week, we're traveling down the Lower Colorado River for a series we're calling Water Fight. KUT News and our reporting partner, the Texas Tribune, are exploring the competing demands for water from the Lower Colorado. Right now, the LCRA is nearing completion on a new plan to manage that water during times of drought. Today, we move down the river to the cities and towns that depend on the river for their drinking water. The Texas Tribune's Kate Galbraith joins us now to talk about them. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Matt.
And so tell us, how do cities fit into the LCRA's water management plan?
Well, cities have a big stake in this because they're growing very rapidly. Austin, for example, the population here has more than doubled since 1980. That means a lot more water use for lawns, drinking, showering, etc. And so Austin, Pflugerville, a few other cities around are very vested in what's happening to the Highland Lakes and trying to make sure that the lake levels stay healthy so that we have continued water into the future.
And so how are cities feeling the impact of the current drought?
Well, Austin, for example, has twice a week watering restrictions right now for homeowners. So to look at what these restrictions actually mean on the ground, I talked to Larry McGinnis, who is the forester for the University of Texas at Austin. They keep all the trees on campus numbered and cataloged so that they can track the health of the trees pretty closely.
This particular tree here, number 361, it's a 22-inch pecan tree. What you see here, if you own a pecan tree here in Austin, this is very typical what you may see on your property.
McGinnis says you can really see the effects of the drought and the watering limits on trees like that one. The branches are all dried out and they're shedding leaves.
Unfortunately, as with all trees, it's the larger ones that are affected first. They're affected the hardest. They aren't as resilient. So the larger, the older the tree, the less capable they are to bounce back.
That particular tree is probably going to be removed in a couple of years, and McGinnis says further watering restrictions will only make the problem worse. And in fact, if current conditions continue, the LCRA says they might call for the next stage of watering restrictions as soon as late August. That would mean going down to once a week.
I know Austin's done a lot in terms of conservation in recent years. Can cities conserve their way out of this problem of limited water supply?
Well, certainly we can reduce our water use here in Austin. And in fact, last year, Austin had an extremely low usage year, but that was partly correlated to the fact that it was wet early in the year. So things do sort of go up and down as wet and dry years progress. But there's kind of a conservation conundrum because the more you reduce water usage, the less money the water utility gets for its day-to-day needs, like fixing pipes and building new plants.
So when you look at all of this in total, what is it that the cities want to get out of the new water management plan that's being developed right now?
Well, basically, their big concern is maintaining the reliability of the city's water supply over the long term, and that means keeping more water in the lakes. This is Greg Massaros, who heads the Austin Water Utility.
One of our outcomes is to make sure if we ever have a repeat of the drought of record, which means the worst drought that has been experienced over the last 70 years, if that's repeating, that we keep some water in the lakes to manage through that. And even during more normal droughts, that the water doesn't fall so rapidly or so intensely that we have to constantly interrupt our customers' water supply.
You know, it's worth mentioning that just over the last couple of days, roughly since we've started this series, the levels of Lake Travis and Lake Buchanan have been falling. They were 60% full several days ago, and now they're 58% full. And that's just recently.
Okay, Kate, thanks.
Thank you, Matt.
Kate Galbraith is a reporter for the Texas Tribune. Our series continues tomorrow when we head way down the river to where rice farmers who count on the Lower Colorado to irrigate their crops say their livelihoods are at risk.
You know, we're giving up a lot. We need something to happen in the future where we can survive down the road.
That's tomorrow when our series Water Fight continues.